So this is Eddie Vedder. He's the lead singer of Pearl Jam. That's one of my favorite bands of all time. And he is sometimes known for, during concerts, to reflect the spotlight that shines on him an awful lot back onto the crowd there at the show, using his guitar. And it's a beautiful image. And I think it captures what we're trying to celebrate today. Reflecting the love that we know through Jesus Christ onto others by walking with them. Isaiah says that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. We know darkness, right? Each of us in our own lives knows darkness. And we know light. And we know there will be dark times again, but we know the light. The stories of darkness just contained within this room could last a lifetime. But we know that we are not alone in the darkness. And we know that we couldn't know the light without the dark. Without having gone through or are currently in the dark, we then learn what the light looks like. And here we are walking together in faith, in this life together. So our purpose that we say each and every week at the end of the worship service, our purpose is to get out of this building, right? It's to get out and to live lives that can be transformed by Jesus Christ and to see other lives transformed by Jesus Christ. And sometimes it matters that we were there and part of it. And sometimes Jesus transforms a thing despite our best efforts, because of our best efforts, and without our best efforts, because Jesus is awfully creative that way. Isaiah says, walk, be light. Say it with me. Walk, be light. And I've seen you walk, and I've seen you reflect that light. I've seen Nan Crary and Sandy Tracy and others walk with other community members to start the homelessness task force to provide homes for the most vulnerable. I've seen many of you walk with people at the laundromat for Laundry Love. I've seen God in your work and your friendships and your interactions with them, and I've also seen people in the laundromat reflect the light of Christ on you. I've seen God at work at Main Street Sports Bar, in the band, and in the friends and in the strangers that end up becoming friends at the bar. I've seen lives transformed simply because a church has shown up in a bar. I've seen God at work in all kinds of people who have represented River of Hope at our booth at the McLeod County Fair as we give away 1,000 floats a summer there. I've seen God at work when we participate with the Center for the Arts here in Hutchinson. I've seen God in you alive and well in your discipleship groups, in your Bible study groups that are meeting throughout our community, bringing the generations together in those times. I've seen God at work, even at Cookies on the Corner, a thing that we did this last summer where we just showed up on the corner behind the event center to be a presence in the neighborhood to let people know that we're here. I've seen God at work as I watch you greet one another, even in worship. Now, most churches would say they are friendly and that there's no outsider in their church. And I've heard from visitors here, they say, whatever it is you're practicing doing here, it's working. Because I was greeted, I was made, I felt welcomed, I felt seen. Now, I just bumped into Linda and Chris Remicall a couple weeks ago, and they are River of Hopers. And they've had the opportunity in the last year or so to be visiting lots of other churches in the metro area. And when I bumped into Linda, she said, I can't tell you how much I appreciate how River of Hope treats visitors. She said, we've basically been ignored in church after church after church that we've visited. It's no small thing to live into that awkwardness, right? It's no small thing to then say, gosh, we can't be afraid of each other in this space, right? Even if it feels awkward, because it's gonna, right? It's no small thing to then have a stranger become a friend. Now, these past 7 years, River of Hope is seven, almost seven and a half, the foundation has been being laid of who we are as River of Hope. And it's critical that it's a foundation that's built on the rock of Jesus Christ, our rock and our salvation, our light that we are sent out to reflect. And flowing through that foundation is the DNA of who we're trying to be, how we're trying to live this particular community called River of Hope. It's why we gave you that little River of Hope, fancy little, almost like a postcard, because it's got our purpose statement on it. It's got our guiding principles on it. So instead of having to consult our guiding principles all the time, we just know it becomes part of our DNA. We just know that we're all learners, that none of us has faith figured out, that it's in our DNA that God is God and we are not, right? What a relief that is to confess that week after week after week. And that means, because God is God and we are not, that we are constantly growing and learning. We're learning how to forgive, which is like the hardest thing ever, right? We're learning how to love, and we're learning how to teach. And that as we face our future, as we walk into our future together, we know it involves taking risks that only the Holy Spirit can stir up in us. It involves taking risks when it comes to living into God's justice. It's got to be in our blood. It's got to be in the air that we breathe, that we reach out to other people. And then without them having to promise that they're going to be a good Christian in return, or that they even have to be likable, right? It's hard not to have strings attached when you're out meeting people, but it's so important that there's no bait and switch about who we are and what we require to be in relationship with people. Becoming a member, becoming a person that wants to be part of a community like this, it takes time and it requires freedom in that relationship of coming and going. And the rest, it's all about the love of God through Jesus that meets us right where we are. Messed up lives, put together lives. That's how God works. God meets us right where we are. So we've been living into being a new kind of church, and it takes a long time to set a new culture. It takes time to cultivate that DNA of how we're going to breathe and live and move and have our being, to get it in the water, to get it in the air of who we're going to be and how we're going to live. And we've come so far together in knowing who we are as a community. And we've got so far to go, right? Because of this light. It's the light that we follow that shows us the way. And that reflection of the light of Jesus Christ. That's what we're called to reflect in our daily lives. And then to see it reflected back at us in the most unusual places. See, that's what happens when we leave this place, is we go out and we walk with others and we find them in the dark, or they find us in the dark, but we're always walking knowing that light of Christ is with us. So go out and walk with those who need you to be at their side. Go out and walk into new and scary places, places you've never been. Go out and walk into those old familiar places where you think nothing will ever change, and then see that the light can be reflected in a new way that transforms you or the situation. For the people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. River of Hope, we will continue to walk into the light, reflecting the light. River of Hope, we will walk with those in the darkness and reflect the light of Christ. So go and walk and reflect. Isn't that about the best news you've ever heard? And we say, thanks be to God. Amen.